This is Frankie Shannon, you're listening to Talking Schmidt?
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Lee, hi, this is Jason and Jesse, how are you? Cool, okay, bye. Lee, hi, Jason here, Jesse. I had a couple questions, but I fully forgot what they were, so I just wanted to let you know to have a really good day and have a great life. I love you. Have you ever been to the Kibitz Room? It's Jason. I'm calling to Talkin' Schmidt. Lee, from Creature, have you ever been to the Kibitz Room? And do you miss Moise Brinman? He's one of my best friends. He's Jewish and Chinese, and he really was really respectful to a lot of people and really funny. And he worked in NHS too before. And I just want to tell you I love you. Hi, Lee. It's Jason. Last couple questions, I probably sounded like I was off my ass drunk, but I wasn't. I was just acting weird. Anyways, do you ever act weird in NHS when you go to work? Hi, Lee, it's Jason. It's Jesse again. I keep calling and leaving messages on your machine, but you never call me back, so call me back one day. Hi, Lee, Jay, Jesse here. Let's do stuff together again, please.
Next up on the show is my dad, Lee Tyrone.
Just give it the old college try right here.
Oh, big dog's in.
Schmitty, what do you think, Schmitty?
He could just pull shit off.
Talking Schmidt.
He's so fucking busy.
Shit my pants, lad.
You roll the decks, it's fucking deep.
Are you ready?
Come on, Schmidt.
I'm here for Greg Schmidt.
Guess what, guys? You bet I did it again.
Take two.
Check, check. Is this on? Is this on? Hey, if there's a headphone company out there, I need some. So, yeah, that could be a first sponsor here. But we are live. Good morning, Santa Cruz, California. We're here with none other than my bro, Lee Sharon.
What is up, Josh?
Dude, the commute to get to this studio was heavy for you, yeah?
It was pretty big. It was my shed, my brand new man shed cave-ness.
We're in a little, it's actually gigantic. It's his dad's mansion, but it's in the backyard, and it is this really cool studio. It looks like a bunk bed where they took the bottom bunk out and then just put like a whole art studio in here.
Sex den.
Yeah, it's probably like 5,000 square feet
easily. Made of stone. It's pretty sick.
Yeah.
What's up, Josh?
I'm just down here.
Here we are.
Cruising the 831.
All right.
Plur, plur. Plur. Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with me.
I can't believe that you let me on the show.
Well, I've been trying to get you, but there's been some weird negotiations with your people and my people.
Well, you got me.
Yes. Here we are. Here we are. I heard you grew up in Antioch, but that's not the case.
I guess in a way I did grow up there. I did a lot of LSD there.
Oh.
So that was my big grow up. But my kid grew up was in Hayward in a place called Schaefer Park. Pretty sick little place. But
till what age?
Till I was about 13 years old, the most killer time to have to move.
And you met J.J. Rogers there?
No, I saw him skate there.
Oh.
With my, I was best friends with this kid, Steve Cassetta, this Mormon kid.
Ooh.
And his brother's name.
Shout out to the Mormons.
Shout out.
What up, Mormons? His brother's name was Mike Cassetta. Those are the guys that probably made me start skateboarding because they were so rad.
Right.
Like cool hairdos, teal shirts. Badass limpies, pants and shit, you know?
Jimmy Z Berets?
Yeah.
Of course.
For sure. Goddamn Jimmy Z Beret.
And so what, you started skating in Hayward then?
I skated a little bit in Hayward, but I really started skating after I moved because the kids that I met out there were more, I ended up hanging out with dudes who skated.
When you moved to Brentwood?
When I moved to Brentwood, yeah.
So what was, do you remember your first board?
It was a Mike Vallely.
Ooh, all right, the elephant in the room. No pun intended, Mike.
True story.
Yeah, wow.
True fucking story.
Shout out to Mike Vallely, huge listener.
Shout out.
Let's just get into the Mike V story right out of the
gate. We're going to do that right now.
Can we do it?
From my origin story straight to Mike V?
Nah, we'll save this, but people tune in. We're going to have a commercial break later, but don't leave.
Are you still doing the Black Tux?
Come back.
Commercials?
Maybe. Wow. Firstborn Mike V. That threw me for a loop.
That, I know. It's a true story.
Huh.
Yeah. I told that story the morning that that happened.
What board? Which? Was it a pal? The elephant? Was it the elephant?
Pal elephant. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. You can't write this shit, kids. Who are the local rippers in Brentwood? And how come it's not called Sharon Land? How come they call it Duffel Land? What the fuck?
It's, you know what it really is Wade Land.
Yeah.
Because he's from Clayton. And,
absolutely.
And Clayton was like, wait, did we talk about the doc again?
We should talk
about the doc again.
Because Wade killed the doc. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He was from Clayton. And I mean, there was a ton of kids that ripped where I was from. This kid, Brian Milland. I mean, all these kids were like never, there was never a dude that made it out of Brentwood or Antioch, you know? But Wade was like the guy who was already pro and fucking killing it. And he was kind of the guy. You know,
he was kind of the guy in every state,
right?
Every city, but especially the one he lived in.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay.
100%.
Well, that brings us to the skate park out there was the dock. And we used to go out there a lot because it was indoors. And so if it was raining, think maybe the grind was going on, maybe, but... Nah. Mm-mm. It was after or before?
It was after.
Okay, right.
It was after. Grind was first.
But the number one attraction, at least if you ask Upson and Drehobel, would be Women Night, which was any girl could come and skate for free.
Whoop, whoop.
So that was like, all right, we're going. And that's where you skated there. No, you had already moved out.
I moved here on my 18th birthday.
But... The spine ramp should have been called
Wade Spiner.
Yeah.
No, it was crazy because I moved because that place fucking sucks. Brentwood is a terrible place.
Oh.
Moved here.
Because in SoCal, Brentwood's cool.
Brentwood's tight.
That's where Marilyn Monroe lived.
Go to goddamn Beverly Hills, go shopping. I don't know what you do down there. But yeah, it was funny that I'd have to, in reverse, be driving back to the dock from Santa Cruz when it was open because we would just go. I actually drove from here. We went with some adrenaline dudes there the night that van got shot.
Oh,
remember the night that
you
van
were
got?
There?
I was there.
I was there.
I was there too.
Phil Schau.
Yeah.
I was with Phil and somebody, but Jake and Coco and them, Mickey, were in a van. They were driving back to SF and some... Probably flashed him the 1.8 or something.
Who
and then
was I
boom.
With I was with that. What was that camera? This is why I'm terrible for this show.
Dan Wolf was there?
No. It was an adrenaline dude. And he who ripped.
There was Antonius Dincho, a.k.a. Toad. We had Chris Sen.
Nope.
We had Hansi Driscoll.
Hansi Driscoll. I sat in the back with Hansi Driscoll and was like, this dude's so sick. Like, we just were hanging. Was Kirby
there?
Did
you guys do acid together?
No.
Oh.
But okay. I met Hansi that night.
Wow.
It was sick. And then we heard that van got shot up after that.
So true or false, you moved to Santa Cruz to do acid in a better city than where you lived? What was the story?
I guess that's true.
Wow.
I guess that's true. I used to do a lot of acid here when I lived in Brentwood. We'd go surfing and go skating and do acid and stay up all night and whatever. And I was like, man... When I can move, I'm going to Santa Cruz, man. It'd be so sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess it was sick.
Like in the mountains or like coastal?
Like at the beach.
Oh.
You know, because back then it was so different. It wasn't like so expensive and there was tons of like partying and trashy kids everywhere. And you could do whatever you wanted.
Yeah.
And you could really party here. If you wanted to get loose before the dot-comers moved in, that was the time, you know, like mid-90s. Best.
I seen that movie.
The movie.
Yeah.
It's cool. Pretty sick. Did you see me in it?
No.
That was about Santa Cruz.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw Chico Brennan's.
Oh, in the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Yeah,
he lived here.
Well, how many times do you think you've taken acid then in your career as a
Is this going to be the bulk of this interview? Acid?
No. We got, don't worry about that.
Is there a lot of stuff
we're
going to cover?
Oh, yeah. What would you say to somebody? How I want
to. Do you want me to co-pilot you through some acid today?
Yeah.
let's go down, we'll get some acid. Uh-huh. No, I can't even deal with it anymore. Like,
no,
you know,
I
like,
can't deal with it.
The time
at all.
Investment is just too insane.
Well, and my mind is already on acid without the acid.
Oh, you got pre-acid.
Yeah. Well, I have this thing called anxiety.
So, oh.
Yeah. It's fucking you too, way huh? worse than acid. But, no, like, what would a tip be? Would you, like, should you start slowly and, like, half a hit? How do you do it? Do you just go all the way in and fry your balls off?
Or I'm just like, hey, strap in there because it's going to take a while.
8 to 9 hours,
I guess,
easy.
That's my biggest thing is, like, don't clear your schedule.
Right.
Don't be like, hey, in a couple hours, I got to go to the DMV, you know?
Were you one of these people that surround yourself with, like, I got to make sure I got a co-pilot, like, some safety? Or were you like, fuck it, whatever happens, I'm good?
God damn it.
We're talking acid here on Talking Schmidt.
I listened to all the other episodes, and none of them were like, so you're going to take acid. Okay, so what I would say is get some friends that you like. None that you have any weirds. They have to be cool dudes.
Yep.
Or girls. Uh-huh. Go to a cool place and just don't have anything else to do.
Right.
And don't be dumb.
Okay.
Which maybe you could carry through your entire life. Just don't be dumb.
Don't be dumb is always a good advice.
I mean, I can't say that I've always followed that, but.
So let's just say for shits and giggles 100 times that you did acid. In that verse, with how many percentage was
are my kids gonna listen to this?
I don't know. I hope
I'm not even
gonna
tell them what a podcast is. But
what's a bad trip percentage for you?
Oh, not very much. Or else I probably would have done less acid.
Yeah,
right.
But was there ever one that was like, ooh?
I mean, if we're gonna go full disclosure, it was like I would also be going to, like, you know, rave scenes in the mid '90s and like
that's
taking more than acid.
That was my shit,
right?
Ecstasy.
Get the fuck out
I swear.
Of here. Are we talking shit real now?
Yeah, no,
are
we're talking Schmidt? Real. Felper says if you didn't take acid at least once in your life, you're cut.
He's
that's,
right.
That's
in a way.
It. Like that's his rule.
Acid.
Acid. Yeah. Well, that gets us to our next question.
Yeah, let's talk about
Jay Hal.
Jay Hal.
Just kidding.
Let's go to a cranny question.
Oh, yeah. So
a cranny question.
Woo.
Big shout out to Cran Man.
Shout out.
Dosing. Fuck.
We're naturally dosing.
Cranny just texted in and he said, what's your favorite kind of whippet, the rooster or the cracker?
Probably my go-to if I'm going to buy something like that. Is I go for the more sensuous packaging. I want to see it look like some kind of sexual charge that I'm going to get out of it.
Like the rhino.
Exactly. Exactly. Not that I even know what a whippet is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm, same.
Because I'm vegan. Aren't those made of cheese? What are those made out of?
They're gluten-free.
When did you move to the Bay Area?
1969.
Right.
Yeah.
That's when you popped on out of there? Popped on in.
There was a city that was climate best by government test. My mom said, this is the perfect place to have you. Shout out to Redwood City.
Yeah.
650.
Wow.
Shout out.
But how many times have you hit your head in your life?
Only twice.
Did you ever have a concussion?
Schmitty, you're fucking good at this.
Yeah, well, I did my research and I found out that before Creature, you were working at this zine. Talk about those days, huh?
Oh, man. Well, I happened to be working at this place. Wait, can we go a little bit back?
Sure.
Slightly back.
Yeah, how far back?
Have you seen that movie, Mid-90s?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was watching that movie.
Oh.
And, there was this time here where there like really wasn't a ton of shitty jobs. There's only about 3 shitty jobs that you could get so that you could have this shitty job and still be able to sort of party and go skating. Mm. And one of those jobs was at this vitamin factory in Scotts Valley called Threshold. And it was like anybody could get a job there. You know, that was the cool thing about it. It was they got tweakers, whatever. Yeah. Just go up there, get a job, take the bus, whatever, you know. So I got a job there. This company moved in down the street. They put a mini ramp in their parking lot, and it was Sessions back in Scotts Valley.
Rad.
Right? So I'm like, oh, fuck, I have to work there. Like, I want to go skate that ramp. That ramp looks fucking sick.
Yeah.
So I went over there and got a job in the mail order. I was selling like punk rock t-shirts.
At Sessions?
At Sessions.
What year was that?
I don't know, movie mid-90s. Yeah, it was like 96,
95.5.
Yeah. The rocker.
The eagle. So I was working there, and this guy that I worked next to, his name was Jonathan Hay, and he was like a, I don't know, he's just like a skater, liked to fall down on a skateboard, was kind of psycho. Like, he's like, dude, we should make a zine. And he had this other friend, Davood, who was going to college at UCSC, and that guy was like, we should make a zine. Mm-hmm. At the time, I didn't know anything about anything, and I was like, fuck yeah, let's do it. So, so we made a zine. Concussion magazine.
You're OG Concussion.
Yeah.
You and Davood started it together with that other guy?
In the beginning, it started out as sort of me and Jonathan, because Jonathan, I just hung out with him more, and then I went to Europe, I think, and I came back. I missed maybe issue 3 or something, or 4, and came back, and those guys were still doing it, and I was like, holy shit, you guys are still doing it. Like, let's do it. And, we would go to this house on the west side and make this magazine, and it kind of kept going. Davood ended up moving to Richmond, but never make a zine.
Okay.
It's the worst idea. Like, if we want to talk about what to do if you're going to do acid, and we could come back and say what to do if you're going to do a zine, probably just don't.
It's, what about do acid and make then a make zine. A zine?
Oh, my. Boo. Yeah.
Did you work there till the bitter end? I mean, the end?
Well, I don't know if you knew or not. We killed the magazine one time in the editorial rant. We were like, last issue, but we were just kidding, which is like the dumbest thing you could do. Because people were always kind of offended by Davood's rants in the intro of the mag, because he would talk shit about somebody or say some bad shit. So we were like, hey guys, we get it, we're the worst, we quit. But we were just kidding. But
lost in tech, lost in textlation.
When people are selling ads to people, it's kind of the worst joke you can make.
So
I would say bitter end. I was there through many. I was kind of like the Switzerland in that situation.
Was that the one where it was like Locard took all our ads and we can't do it anymore? Or was that the one after that?
I think Brendan Klein got it. Klein took over Concussion with Brooks Fitz. They did it for a couple issues too.
Oh.
After that, because we were just like, none of us, Davood was over it. I was kind of over it. Jonathan was kind of over it. He was traveling. Shout out to Confusion Magazine, Jonathan Hayes Magazine.
Shout out.
Confusion?
Is Jonathan Hayes Magazine.
Was that after Confusion Skateboards?
No.
Oh, that was before?
That was Concussion Magazine, and then he made a European magazine that was Confusion.
Fuck, now I'm really confused.
Right? It's fucking confusing.
Because Phil rode for Confusion when I first met him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So. Was that with a Z?
Yeah, it's kind of like this guy in Pennsylvania has a podcast called Talking Schmidt, but he calls it Talking Schmidt with IDT. So I think we're good.
Are you guys good? And
his thing's all about sports. So we have a disclaimer. I can only talk about sports for 5 minutes per episode.
What's the worst thing about doing a podcast?
Driving to Santa Cruz.
Come on, man. Like a huge shed.
You want to know, really?
Yeah.
Shout out to my good friends that are too cool to do
Shout
it.
Out.
Yeah.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
Or like, not ready yet.
Not ready
what
yet.
What does that mean? Like, do I got to find myself before I can find my friend?
I was like, I'm ready.
Yeah, well, whoa, text from Pat Duffy. Whoa. Shout out to Pat Duffy.
Shout out.
Damn, Pat Duffy.
From fucking, where is he? Finland or something. Getting back to talking Schmidt here.
What's up, Schmidt heads?
True or false, you named your son after Muhammad Ali.
Not true.
Cassius Clay?
Not true. But he gets that all the time. His name is Cassius.
Oh.
Yeah. I also call him...
Is his middle name Money?
No.
Cash Money would be tight.
No, that would be funny. Master P would be hyped on that. No, he's just named Cassius. I like weirdly had no reason for it. Like my wife was into it and I was into it.
I like it.
But he gets that all the time. He's really cool about hearing that.
As someone named Greg Smith, I appreciate Cassius.
Thank you, Greg Smith.
Yeah, don't even get me started. So how did Creature happen? How did you go straight from Concussion to Creature, or was there some more acid years or what?
No, I don't think there was a ton of acid there, but I still did Concussion for a while after I was doing Creature.
Oh.
And actually there was one time that David was like, oh, we're going to do a Creature issue. And I felt so weird about it because I was like, oh, I kind of, it's kind of doing that. Like it's kind of seemed like a, I shouldn't be doing that. Have a magazine and having the brand that's mostly featured in the but anyway, I did it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Look at me now. Rich.
Well, that gets to my next question, which is true or false, Cranny got on Creature because of a Concussion interview.
Absolutely true.
Yeah.
Absolutely true. That was a sick fucking interview. And I think he had a part in, we made a couple videos. I think maybe he was in Damaged.
Was he?
Or Amnesia. Amnesia was the first video. I think it was Amnesia. He had a part. And it was basically the stuff they filmed for his interview was in that part.
Because he was on Black Label or something before that?
He was labeled before that.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was like, oh, this dude's so sick. And he came up with Hewitt and Navs. And it was insane. Like those three together at that time was like the funniest.
Yeah.
They mostly just hung out in the parking lot in the van. Uh-huh. They were just like smoking weed and laughing, just hanging out in the van. People were coming in, going to lunch, going out, and they were just hanging in the van. I was like, these dudes are the raddest.
It's like Fast Times.
Yeah, I have to be part of this.
Hmm.
But that's when Navs came up to kind of like pitch it. Like I talked to NHS dudes about it, and they were like, oh, that's funny, because Navarette's talking about doing that too. And I'm like, no way.
Wait, so this was separate, or completely you knew
separate.
Navs?
Completely separate.
Did you know Navs?
I met him a couple times, like at Strawberry and stuff, like a couple of those contests. Oh, I met him just because we did the mag, and like, you know, it was like, we didn't really hang out. I saw him a couple times, and then he came up, and we like talked about it. I swear we talked about it for like 30 minutes less, and we're like, let's do it. Like, it just, we both had exactly kind of the same idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Cranny was on.
Oh
yeah.
Backtrack a little.
Let's go back.
I'm a little confused. So you started working at NHS at first, and then you pitched them the idea of Creature, or you started working there at Creature?
Okay, so I worked at Sessions, started Concussion, got a job at NHS, I think it was 98.
Wow.
Been there for 20 years.
Same.
It's fucked up.
Me too. There's 20 years of Schmitty this year.
Talking Schmitty.
Yeah, we had to.
Okay, so I started working there, and back then, like, you didn't do a brand if you're in the arts department. You just worked on everything.
Right.
And I was working on, like, you know, I was working on all kinds of stuff, and I didn't really know at all what I was doing. Like, I didn't know I fully got hired under a lie that I knew Photoshop and Illustrator.
Oh.
And as I was doing Concussion, and as I was working at NHS, I had to learn those programs. So it was like this quick starter into like,
yeah,
be a, do it, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I worked on a bunch of different brands. I did Santa Cruz for a long time.
Okay.
I worked Santa Cruz snowboards for a long time.
What was your first graphic? Do you remember?
My first skateboard graphic?
Yeah. Did you make one?
I did, but it wasn't for NHS.
Oh.
You want to see it?
Sure.
I just moved, so that's why I have it. This is Jesse Paez.
No consolidated way.
Graphic right here.
That's sick.
It's like a Celtic weird dragon.
Yeah.
Before I got a job at Sessions or before any of that shit, I would just go hang out at Consolidated all the time.
Hmm.
Back in, you know, back in the day.
Back when they had a team.
Dude, I mean, I'm saying back when they had Moish. Moish Brennan was like the most incredible man. Would just like be like, yeah, come in.
Yeah.
I don't know. Go over there and draw. And I'd be like, and maybe it was a way of him like creating like a small stable of sweatshop kids that would just turn out drawings for him.
Right.
But it was so sick. You just go. I mean, you could go there and put together hardware. You could go do whatever you want. They just had kids doing stuff all day, and like dudes are rolling in. You know, Steve Sy is just rolling in. You know, like all his OG.
At the time or no?
It was before that.
Oh.
And so I would just be trying to draw graphics for Moish all the time. You know. And I would say that I was never a great illustrator. But I would just keep trying super hard, you know? And so he finally let me, this Jesse Paez, probably the single greatest moment of my life to actually get boards that I drew. But so yeah, then I went to...
Do you have that board?
Long story long. This board right here?
Yeah.
No, I just have the OG illustration. Moish gave me like 10 of them too. I mean, it was so long ago that I just...
At the time, you don't think like, oh, hold one.
No, and I can't collect anything because I have kids and they just always fuck my shit up.
Except for this Neil Blender GNS. If you can't collect that, I know a guy named Greg that can. And his initials are GNS. Well,
now that I have this zone, this is like the first time in so long that I've had a zone. So I'm like, I'm going to put up all my stuff.
I need that board. Shout out to GNS. If you're listening,
shout out
Neil Blender, any color. I'm down.
This is the new shape too. It's pretty sick, but it's not completely.
It's a reissue. It's, yeah. So NHS,
Navs, Acid, Whippets.
And then the Creech.
And then Creech. So Navs and I talked about it. We were like, we're going to get serious about it. He came up again. He came up with Preston, and we went to Brady's Yacht Club, the three of us.
How cool.
I think it was at like 4 p.m.
I've been there.
You been there?
Oh, yeah.
I know a couple people are familiar with that place.
It's got a good Bloody Mary Schmidt.
This is Old Schmidt's.
Come on.
Old Schmidt's name.
Yeah, true.
So we went there, and I was just like, okay, we'll get that contract going. And I just got this bar napkin, and we just... filled this napkin out with what we knew to be the truths of what we were about to make. And nobody owned anything. And if anybody got crazy, then it had to, you know, everything had to be on the level. And I signed it, and Nav signed it, and Preston signed it. And that was like the beginning.
Whoa.
Of the whole thing.
How cool. I didn't know
it's
that.
It's pretty crazy to think about that, you know.
And then you guys went and had a meeting with Novak or...
Well, I mean, I pitched him like tons of shit before that. And I mean, it was kind of no brainer. Like after doing Concussion for so long, like, I knew exactly what we were making. There was
what
no
year was
question.
That?
When we brought it back?
Yeah.
2004?
Because it originated, do you know when?
95 to 99.
So, okay.
Yeah.
And then
and that was Russ Pope. And
and the only original was Navs that came.
That started. And then we were like
the original ones was Chet, Navs, maybe Barker
and Chad Fernandez.
Oh,
Doug Shoemaker.
None of those guys were in the relaunch, right?
No, the only guys in the relaunch were Al Partnan.
Oh,
and I think he was writing for Dogtown at the time.
Yep.
And then Hits, and he was writing for New Order.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. And I was like, there's no way we're going to get him. There's no way we could get these guys off Dogtown and New York. Because New York just, it was sick, you know,
yeah.
Like, and they were doing exactly, but I don't know how we talked them into it, but yeah, so we brought it back with, and then right, maybe like 6 or 8 months after, Josh Perkins, John Ponce.
Shout out.
Little David Gravett.
I was there when we met Gravett. Yeah, that was insane. And like, no one knew he could skate street. It
Dude.
Was like a skate park local ripper, and then all of a sudden, wait, this guy can 50-50 40 stair handrails?
Yeah.
Oh.
There was an NHS rep named John Crouch from the Northwest, and he was like, there's some sales meeting, and he was like, oh, I got your guy. I got this other guy, too, for Santa Cruz, and he played the tape, and the first guy for Creature was Vince DeVal. He's like, this dude's so Creature. And then he's like, I'm going to pitch this other guy to Santa Cruz, and it was Gravett.
Oh.
And I was like, no fucking way you're pitching that dude to Santa Cruz. He's riding for Creature. Like, you could tell the kid was so good. And when I called him, he was like riding for some Florida board company. I'd never heard of it. And I was like, yeah, man, like, want you to ride for Creature. And he was like, I don't know. He's such a loyal kid. You know, he's like, nah,
yeah.
I'm riding for this company in Florida. Like, I can't really. And he'd never heard of Creature. Like, he didn't know, you know. And he eventually did it, but.
Huh.
Yeah. So that was sort of the beginning of that. Is there any more cranny questions? Let's do a cranny question that's off the beaten path for a second.
Wait a minute. You're not even going to believe this. Cranny just called in.
Whoa.
Calling in for a cranny question.
Cranny question coming in.
Three pack of questions you can answer.
This is crazy you're calling me right now.
One of the three.
I'm on Talking Schmidt right now.
Or two or all three. But
I'm on Talking Schmidt. Think we lost him.
Let's take another call from line two. Who do we got here?
Hey, hi, it's Jason. Jesse, hi. Who's your favorite skateboarder that rode for Santa Cruz besides Steve Olson? And how long have you worked at NHS? And do Have you ever flown with Tim Piumata on an airplane?
I've never flown with Tim Piumata on an airplane.
No?
That sounds frightening to me. He's like a really nervous guy.
Who is it?
Tim Piumata, I think he made up... He's like the inventor of NHS. He's been there...
Oh.
I've been there 20 years. He's probably been there 80 years.
80 before Novak and Houghton.
I think he made up urethane. I swear to God. Like, I don't know what he did. He made up all the things that you'd like trip on, you know, that would be like, oh, foam deck?
Yeah.
You made that? You know, or Newood. Do you remember Newood? Those composite boards.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in the Midwest, if you skated them, they would explode.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Light for vert, but not made for street. Yeah.
What was the other question? I was at NHS. Well, hello, Jason.
Who's your favorite skateboarder? Who's your favorite Santa Cruz skateboarder besides Steve Olson?
Oh, man, so tough. Because it'd probably be Jason.
Oh.
You know who I'm going to say? I'm going to say Tim Brosh.
Wow. Sorry, Jason. We tried.
I mean, Jason, yeah, of course it's you, but I can't tell you that it's you. You know, you're one of my favorite dudes, but you're my bro. Like, I can't have my hands in your pants. If I'm going to pick somebody different that I was, had a close connection with that I was like, dude, and that dude fucking rips is Tim, fucking RIP, great guy. Because when I was working at Sessions, actually, too, what I did over there was I did Esty, which was Saul and Tim's clothing brand over there. Do you remember Esty?
Yeah, E-S-T-E. Yeah, Tim always had those stickers.
So I was working for those guys because they didn't have anybody there that really rode a skateboard initially. You know, so they were like, oh, how cool. This dude kind of does art.
Oh, sick.
And he likes a skateboard. Well, maybe he's the guy. So, I mean, they ended up getting more dudes that would ride skateboards after that. But that's how it saw on Tim. But Tim is like killer vibes, always the nicest dude
for sure.
Out. You know,
yeah,
but that's my wild card. But it's Jason and Olson,
okay,
and Jeff Grosso is obviously the fucking best too, and Peter Hewitt,
right?
How many riders do you think have ridden for Santa Cruz over the 300 years that they've been around? Like Tony Two,
oh yeah,
just like Stacy Lowry. I saw so many. I mean, I did graphics for those dudes too because I did Santa Cruz.
Namba.
Spidey
back in Namba times. We used to skate the Kennedy Warehouse and we would pull up and you could hear the fucking tail smacking on the spine going over and you knew JJ Rogers was there.
So
it was louder than any, like Wade too, but JJ would just, that was his trick, was how loud he could make his spine transfer. Everyone else is working on like shove it or fakie rock or whatever and he's just like
Scats.
Yeah, so fucking loud.
Yes, that rules.
Speaking of creature, what's the most you've ever been afraid?
The most I've ever been afraid.
Yeah. Because creature's known to be spooky.
It's spooky, right? Yeah, you know when I was the most afraid? The most afraid I ever was Downtown Showdown. The first one ever.
Oh.
And I designed this obstacle. And it was like this helmet. And it had a fucking tunnel.
Fuck.
And I was like, I was like, I'd never designed anything that big, you know? And I was like, this obstacle is the sickest thing I've ever seen. And it forced you to go through the tunnel, hit the quarter pipe, and then come back, or a bank. It was a bank, flat bank. And then you could roll back towards the helmet and launch it. But the only way you could launch it is if you went through the tunnel, hit the bank, and came out the other side.
Right.
Goddamn Omar Hassan shoots through the thing, comes out, his whole brains are out on the sidewalk. I saw his whole head open.
Oh, fuck.
I saw it open and be white, you know, white before it bleeds.
That was so gnarly.
And I was like,
I saw the video.
I was like, who's better than Omar? Who's been doing it longer than Omar? Like, really? He's the man. I'm such a fan of Omar. And I also like to party with him. Yeah. I mean, now that we're
like
down
the
line.
I like to listen to him rap, if I'm going to be honest.
Who's the best? We got Angel on the left. We got Preston even more left, though, because you know we ain't left, though. We got fucking Tony. We got bitches and baloney. We got that shit. What's up with that ass? And you know what's up? We don't talk trash. We like it because you know we never stop because you know we just drop.
But he came out and I was like, oh, my God, we just killed Omar. this obstacle that I made just scalped Omar because he stuck his head up, I guess. He came up too early and hit the 2x4 right on his dome.
Yeah, fuck.
And it was like, what? It was like 2,000 stitches, like internally and outside of it. And that was the most scared I've ever been in my whole life because I thought I killed Omar. It turned out fine. But Downtown Showdowns, they had a way of like things happening there.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure.
That were pretty unusual.
I know. I didn't go to that one. I went to the one either the year before or after, but I saw that video and I was like, Chris Gentry made a rap about it. Cruising to get loose, rolling hard on this bomb.
I'm bruised and scarred up. Call me Omar Hassan. Holy, is that real?
Yeah. That was great. Do you have a favorite year?
For wine or?
No, just favorite. A lifetime. Because a lot of us in the circle I run with, yeah, we like to say 2015, ooh, the year of the OJ show.
You know, that might actually, I could go for 2015. I swear, though, from like, it's maybe a chunk of years from like 2011 to 2015 where I felt like anything went. You could, like we were doing stuff, like it was just like fun. And
there was no time clock.
There was no big time clock and like, nobody was yelling at me if Creature was doing bad because he was doing pretty good. And
no four meetings a day.
No four meetings a day and not so much like evaluation. And back then, like I used to make like the dumbest shit. Like we made those tents. We made coolers with speakers in them.
What is your favorite trinket that you've made?
Oh, man.
Because you've made a lot.
So many.
I was thinking about that. The tents were epic. I remember we went on a camping trip and every fucker had a tent and a sleeping bag.
Right?
It was like Creature Represent. It was so sick.
And those sleeping bags, because they were black. If you were in the sun at all,
you're done.
It would just cook. You wake up just sweating to death. I saw so many dudes just wake up wrapped up in it, not it over them at all.
And then when we went to Hawaii, Cranny took one, but it was like it was like a kid one or something. So like half of his body was out. It was so sick.
Yeah. I mean, that was the best shit. Like I felt like, oh, I could do whatever I want, you know? And some of it worked and some of it doesn't. Like now you can't even I killed accessories for NHS. They're like, we can't.
More accessories?
Well, I mean, they still make them.
Exclusive Talkin' Schmidt. More accessories at NHS.
They're making accessories, but they have to be, it can't be something that's going to cost you $8 to make. Like, I was doing stuff that they were like, oh, that's way too expensive. And I'd be like, no, you don't even get it. It's a cool floaty and a hammock.
Right.
And a sleep, they go and together. And a
beer pong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
so now it's just more traditional.
Like air fresheners. Keychains, the enamel pin, you know, but you're not going to get, you know,
lighters.
Yeah, maybe a lighter.
Yeah.
You know,
but you don't get like a Swiss Army knife that turns into a fucking machete.
No, you don't get that.
Yeah,
absolutely not. But those are my favorite years for sure.
Let's talk about the early OJ show. Let's talk about the OJ show's origin story.
You know, I really feel like that's when we were able to connect,
right?
More so, we worked together.
I had seen you at some video premieres where, like, in the Creature, like I met you at Navs and stuff a few times. I think I feel like maybe one of the first times that we met, I was thinking about this on the drive over, was like maybe the premiere where it was at the drive-ins, or had we known each other before that?
Well, I mean, you're a man of heavy lore. You know, like Schmidtsticks was known. Everybody was like, oh, Schmitty. And I was like, this dude's got to be the best, man. Like, all my favorite dudes were like, this dude's the shit.
Sorry to disappoint.
Well, you do what you do. I'm just likewise. You know what I mean? So when you and Jason and myself started talking about doing the OJ show, because I kind of did a big relaunch of OJ too, it was like the perfect worlds collide.
It was
for the best, man.
It was kind of like what you were just talking about, where it was like, I don't know, let's just do it. Like,
yeah,
there's no meetings. Like, it's whatever. It's free range. Like, and I'm not exactly sure, because someone was asking me, but I want to say, you probably remember, we were all together and we're like, let's just figure this out. And somehow we went to like, you might have made a call or someone made a call, and we ended up at like, not a junkyard, but like some place where there was hella TVs.
Yeah.
and there was stacks of them. And we went in and we talked them into like, hey, we're doing this and that, 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 and we'll send you some hoodies. And the guy was like a skateboarder and he's like, take three TVs.
It's weird. Sometimes when you're with a certain group of people, I think you get this feeling like you're invisible. And when we went to that place, I remember thinking like, we're going to go grab two TVs and we're just going to walk out with them. Because they had, remember it was like pallets of TVs. It was a million TVs. Yeah,
all different eras. And we were like, which one should we get though?
And we just backed in. Remember, we didn't even talk to anybody. We just backed into the place and we're like, we're taking a TV. We're grabbing a TV.
Yeah.
And this lady's like, hey, what are you guys doing? And we're like, what? Oh, nothing. We're from, and then Jason came out.
Right.
And that kid was like, oh, dog, like that.
Yeah.
And he had a creature hoodie on at the time. And we were like, oh, dude, this is what we're doing. He's like, oh, take whatever you want. And it was on, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I think that happened to us a lot.
Right.
Like we'd be doing whatever.
We went into the bar to do like, we did like, I want to say at least 10 different like background drops for the TV in one afternoon. Like, we went to homie's backyard in the pool.
Yeah.
We went to the bar. We went to the skate shop or the skate park and Cranny did the backsmith over it. Like, we went to the boardwalk. Like, we had a mission. Like, we were focused, kind of.
No, I mean, we were working.
Yeah.
It's not like we weren't working. I remember, if it's funny if when I look back on it to see that pool shot because it's got that bottle of Henny on top of the TV because Cranny bought that bottle of Henny for no good reason.
What? Give me some Henny. And the duck just comes cruising through.
God, it was the best. Yeah, it was such good times, man. I think it was like all that stuff, the coolest part is when it's just organic. Like, you're not trying to have four meetings about it and know what your return on your investment is going to be of shooting something. You're just like, boop, boop. You know, you're just shooting it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sometimes micromanagement can kill creativity. Believe it or not.
Micromanagement.
Shout out.
Yes. Hold on. Live from Mexico. Kids, you aren't going to believe this. This is a first-time caller.
First-time caller.
Who do we got on the phone?
Ladies and gentlemen.
What?
Sauce man.
All ages calling from Nayarit, Mexico. Senator Alan Cranston.
Cranny.
Cranny.
How you doing there, babe?
How you doing, babe?
I'm good. Just fucking kicking it with some mezcal.
You got a question for our guest, Lee Sharon?
Well, yeah. Wait, are you with him right now?
Yeah, we're live on the air, babe.
We're live.
Yeah, right.
We are live, babe.
True story.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
You're in a fucking Amtrak right now, like passenger car. Shit, yeah. Fuck, well, I'm on fucking mezcal right now, so my questioning might not be as fucking clean as it should be. But, okay, let's see.
Well, don't talk about acid, because we already covered that.
Covered acid.
Okay, cover that section. No worries. Well, what about Whippet?
Covered it.
Covered Whippet.
Okay, check it out. Anyways, let's go back to the OJ show. The times of past, of the third golden era of OJ.
You just segued into our segment.
Perfect.
Huge.
Really? Okay, yeah. Radical. Those are the times. Those are great times. Did you ever think you'd fucking fill a TV up with mayonnaise, with 15 gallons of mayonnaise, and blow it up with dynamite, and then launch, did you ever fathom you would launch mayonnaise out of a shovel into one of your homies' face?
I never, when I went and bought 10 gallons of mayonnaise, it was like a personal high for me, like getting to check out and being like, yeah, I want all this mayonnaise. Like, this is going to be the greatest picnic.
I'm not sure how many people in life, like in the history of human life, have blown 15 gallons of mayonnaise up inside of a TV. I think we may be the first.
That's guaranteed. I looked at Guinness Book of World Records says the OJ show. Most mayonnaise ever blown up.
Guaranteed. And that being said, that would have never came to the fruition of anyone's minds if it wasn't for Michael Powers, the Michael man, Jason Jesse.
Oh.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, the whole OJ show, so much of it was just Jason being Jason and us, like, enthusiasing his whole vibe, like, let's do it, yeah, like it was a go.
Yeah, it kind of should have been called the Jason Jesse show.
True.
People said that people said that, but who gives a fuck? I mean, yeah, of course, he had fucking, his personality embodies pure, unadulterated fun at all times and excitement and shit, so.
Wait, check like, us out. Check us out.
That bled through the show. I love that fucking show. That was so much fun working on that shit with you guys, man. I miss you guys.
Can I get a tap?
We need a tap.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question for Lee while you're on the air so you can hear the answer, though.
Okay.
Who's hung up on who more, you or Navs?
He hasn't really hung up on me. I don't think I hung up on him either.
Really?
Really. Right. Once, he maybe hung up on me. I don't know that I ever hung up on him.
There's guaranteed been a hang up or five.
I don't. I maybe blocked him out. I can remember maybe one or two times, maybe, but I don't.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
I don't know. Maybe.
Hey, I got a quick one before I blow it the whole fucking show and start boring people. But, hey, Lee, I spent a lot of time in Sanders with you, and we spent a lot of time on the stool at Brady's and off the stool.
That's true.
Not in the bar, but after we left. But. Who's your favorite character there out of all the fucking lackeys there?
Oh, man.
Best worst.
Okay, there's two. I have two. Number one is Reeves, who wears no shirt.
Never wears a shirt. His nipple.
He's made of leather. He's fucking, he's 60 years old. He's a mess. He's my first.
Right on.
Second one, hold on, TC. You know the worst dude ever? I think he his teeth are always chattering. He's only got four teeth and they're always chattering.
Oh fuck yeah. Dude's got like a beet red face from working construction for 40 years doing blow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly. Hold on, I have a quick question for you. True or false question. Okay. It's a 2-part question, true or false question. Have you ever had your own personalized jacket made that said Senator Cranston embroidered on it? True or false? I just found it.
I thought about that the other day.
Just found it 2 days ago.
Liar.
Swear.
Dude, I thought I left that at fucking Nerd's house.
No, yeah. I couldn't even believe I found it. It was like I unearthed this, like... thing.
I think I might need that thing back.
I kind of think you might actually need it too. I was actually going to send it to you or frame it. I didn't even know what to do about it.
That was like my second most, if not first, probably second most gnarly stalker moment. Not stalker, but, and I'm sorry if this person's listening, but that was awesome of the person to do, but kind of scary.
Scary.
Awesome. Yeah.
Thank you, clown face. Appreciate that gesture. Okay, go ahead.
One piece of advice for the current OJ team manager.
Come on. I got love for everybody. I got big love for everybody except for the dude whose beard stinks.
Thanks for calling, baby. First time ever caller. For the reels.
Love you guys, tough. Thanks for having me online. That was a random call, and I'm hyped.
Love you, Sauce Man.
Mezcal for por vida. Te cuidas. Te extraño. Y mucho gusto haberle conocido. Y hasta la vista, boy.
Muy bien, compas.
Ay, 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 ay.
All right, that was wild, kid. Wild. Only on Tuck and Schmidt.
Love Sauce Man.
I'm going to have to read some advertising right now.
I think you might have to.
All right.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hi, this is David Gravett, and you're listening to Talkin' Schmidt.
Hey, it's Corey at Blue Plate, 3218 Mission Street. Come see us. Meatloaf, fried chicken, deviled eggs, Dollar Olympia beers. We're here every day of the week. We got a garden, and we got smiles on our faces. Come let us make you happy.
All right. Hopefully you're still out there. Sorry to bore you with that advertisement rant, but I got to get a little cheese on my burger.
Get that cheese, plur.
But we're back. Plur. How's Plur doing? I heard he got a chick in Copenhagen or something?
He's got a full-time girlfriend in Copenhagen. She's here right now, actually. They've been going on and off. Like, he goes there, she comes here.
Nice.
It's pretty serious.
Is he speaking the language at all?
He knows some stuff.
No way.
Yeah. I mean, this is a big deal. It seems like could be a daft love affair.
Plur could not be playing.
Maybe not playing. Wow. Maybe out the game.
If you could bring back one dude from all the dudes that have gone through the creature world, who do you miss the most?
You know who was really... Well, I miss Josh Perkins, obviously.
Right.
That dude's so real. And yeah. Ponce. Like, I'll love Ponce till I fucking die. That dude's the best. He's let me tattoo him in ways that were completely uncool. And like no stencil, just carving on his leg, you know?
Right.
I think maybe I tattooed him on, I may have been on acid, too. I tattooed Peastone on acid, actually.
Oh.
It was supposed to be a crushed can, but it ended up looking kind of like a peanut.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But probably...
Perkins is a good one.
Perkins, and then also Drew Potter.
Oh, yeah. Drew Potter. I forgot about Drew.
Yeah.
We went to Orcas Island with Perkins. I think, yeah, it was Perkins. And he broke his ankle.
Oh.
And he walked all the way in. I don't know if people have been to the Orcas campsite, but it's not just a parking camp. You hike out to this spot. And he hiked all the way out there and all the way back with this and had a great time, didn't complain, he was just like, fuck it.
Dude was such a savage.
Yeah, it was rough.
Such a goddamn savage. Gnarly, like, and he still is. I see you on Instagram, Josh Perkins.
Miss you, bro.
Miss you.
Speaking of tattoos, what's the best worst tattoo you have?
That I personally have?
Yeah.
Can I ask you to pick one in this area? You pick one. Here you go. This
is right here. Oh, they're all in the same zone?
These are definitely all like my worst.
MySpace hashtag is pretty up there. Art department in red.
This is a Peastone tat right here.
Well, then that can't be the worst.
No, best.
I don't know. Loser.
This one right here, the entire creature team did.
Is that a last cassette?
Video. Yeah, it's supposed to be a video cassette, but everybody's just like kind of drunk and like just carving on my leg. But like a six-man, it was a gangbang right there. Six-man tattoo.
What's the worst one you've given to someone?
Well, Peastones wasn't great. I would say when I tattooed Gravette on acid and I was like, oh man, I'm going to, I was like, this thing's going to be so sick. I'm going to put all these trees. And he wanted this lamb to be sort of walking down this path with breakfast sandwiches and cans in its wake. Like it had been walking down this path and there were breakfast sandwiches and cans. And I was like, got it. You know, and no stencil, no nothing on acid, thought I could pull it. And I've actually tattooed that same spot a few times since, like, trying to fix it. Because I don't even know, like, my pieces of bacon are just, like, weird squiggle marks. But at the time, I was like, I could be pro at this, you know. I mean, don't do acid, kids. That's what I would say, probably.
Oh, my God.
Probably those are two of the worst. He also, Gravette wanted me one time, and he's like, oh, look at this scab, like, tattoo in my scab. And I'm like, oh, it's so gross. I tattooed this, like, weed leaf in his, like, open wound. Just a lot of bad decisions, you know? Tattooing is really open for, like, making a lot of bad decisions.
I've heard that.
I think I've gotten better.
Okay.
A little, you know? As only you can if you do things more than 10 times, I guess.
So, let's get to present day. It's not Creature Lee anymore. It's NHS Lee.
Naz has always said that. He's always say I'm NH Lee. And
I like NHS Lee.
Slee. NHS Lee. I'm kind of working for all the brands now, just working on some like special projects. We kind of meet with those dudes, me and the other guy that I creative direct with, Mark Widman, who also was the indie art director for years. We kind of just work together, and whatever brands need, we kind of just step in. And you know, between the two of us, we got like 40 years at that place, so it's anything that needs to get done, we can definitely handle. So
is Mark the one that did the museum?
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude's gnarly. Pretty much my gay working husband. I've been working next to that dude for like as long as I've been there, 20 years. So I think that makes us common law married, you know,
pretty gnarly. In some ports.
But probably the sickest thing that I think everybody should probably know, because they're going to find out about it soon anyways, is we're doing putting together this independent contest at Lincoln City, 20th anniversary of Lincoln City.
Oh, shit.
Rip Ride Rally.
Right.
2-day contest, kind of a la the trifecta, but there's going to be like time trials and,
nice.
And we're going to have we're trying to do a barn session, like put bleachers into Red's place
at
to
Red's?
Do a big barn session.
Whoa.
Like,
when's that?
That's on May 31st and June 1st.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. That sounds sick.
Mark your calendar, is going to be insane. Like all the current logistics looks pretty nuts.
Rhino. I know the NDTM. You all know how many miles I've had with Rhino. Come on, Schmitty.
Goddamn fucking love that man.
Yeah. That sounds sick, though. I'm going to hit up Red tomorrow for a camping spot.
Hit him up.
Get me that good spot, Red.
Hang on, Schmitty.
Hey, hold on. We got a podcast faux pas.
Podcast. Zip down.
Damn, zipper down. Zip with down. Two men is not.
Zip cool. down.
Let me check. Hey, is there any beef between you and Hits about the new shed?
Man, if he saw this shed, there would be, I think. This shed's primo deluxe. Except for his shed's a little more like conducive to like some heavy music playing and woodworking.
Oh, yeah.
This is more of more like a mountain chalet shed.
Are you guys blader haters down here too?
Man, that was a time, you know, like you don't even see a blader anymore.
Nah, it's all those fucking motorized skateboard scooters, right? And the uniwheel. What's that called,
dude? The uniwheel's huge out here.
It's huge in SF too.
No way,
dude. They're those fucking dudes with the gyro helmet and their fucking remote control and their briefcase going up hills 35 miles an hour looking at you like, I fucking hate those guys. I just want to throw a stick in them, and I also want to do a hollow meat montage with them.
Have you ever seen that happen? Because I've never seen him eat shit.
If anyone has footage of those dudes slamming, I think I might pay for it.
Dude, I've never seen it. I want to see it so bad.
I want
bad.
A montage of
I
it.
I would pitch
it would be
on
awesome.
Any footage you could find of that, because every time I see him, I'm like, why I haven't seen one fall?
I
just want to see one.
And they don't
shit.
Know what they're doing, and they're going fast. So that's why I'm like, how is there not, like, I know they eat shit, but it's like nobody's following them filming.
God, you need that footage.
But we need Starbucks to go through all their fucking camera footage. And like, you know, like there's got to be crazy shit.
Calling all Schmidt heads, if you got that footage, send it in.
Yes. Drop me a line. And by the way, now that we're talking about that, if you're listening and you enjoy this program, please hit subscribe and also hit 5-star for the rating and tell a friend, because, you know, we'd like to be on the iTunes front page someday.
I just That's subscribed this morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got a new subscriber, kids.
New subscriber. I'm in. Come on. Who wouldn't?
We're going to do a giveaway. The next 10 people to subscribe win free Epically Trife Mob Grip Tape. That's right, kids.
Oh, man.
They don't make it anymore, but I have boxes.
It's the grippiest.
Oh, it's the grippiest. The sticky, icky,
it's
full.
A grippy, dicky.
Hey, so I came up with this concept,
okay,
and I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
But if you guys make millions of dollars on it, I'm not going to do a contract, but I would like maybe later you could be like, Schmitty, here's a quick thousand or I don't
clean
know,
thousand.
Or like advertise on the cast.
You're clean for a clean thousand.
But what do you think about this? You do a Screaming Hand Star Wars collab and Darth Vader's cutting off Luke's hand and the hand is the Screaming Hand. I mean, that's just begging to be done.
How did they not do that?
I don't know. I really don't know.
How did they not do that?
But you heard it here live. You heard it here first, kids.
I think they may have blown their opportunity. You know, like they can't. Can they come back to do that again?
Why not?
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, it's what?
It's never so perfect.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
That's so weird. They never even.
Is someone getting fired right now for not doing it?
Oh, fuck.
Sorry, guys.
Hold on. Let me check the website really quick. Looks like everybody's still there for right now.
All right, now we're going to do my new segment that might never happen again, but it's going to be first thing you think of when I say these names.
Okay.
All right.
I saw this I think I saw it on Ellen DeGeneres' show, maybe.
I love Ellen. She's Did the best. You see the Jamie Hart one?
No.
Ooh, watch that.
Right?
For real.
No, I was watching like Michelle Obama or something.
Jamie Hart got called out for 20 years ago talking shit about lesbians.
Oh, yeah.
And then the queen of lesbians, Ellen DeGeneres, has him on his show and is like, no, this fool should host the Oscars. Yeah. I know him. He's rad.
Yeah.
That was 20 years ago. He's evolved. Hello, world.
Hello.
Don't hate the haters. Hate the game.
Well, now's the time. This is the haters' day.
Yeah.
These days. They get what they want.
Absolutely. All right, well, we're going to go through a few random names.
Let's do it. I'm going to close my eyes. Is that cool if I close my
eyes?
Yeah,
I like it.
Okay.
Neil Blender.
The originator.
Alex Horn.
Phone charger.
Mike Prosenko.
Heavy style. Heavy styles. Every time I see a picture of Mike Prosenko, because I run across him, you know. Power style.
Yeah.
Power stancing. I have one for you.
Okay.
Bod Boyle.
Slob plant.
Or
Bod Boyle. Bod Boyle. Bod Boyle.
Okay, I have one more for you.
Okay.
Chevy Chase.
I'm going to say Fletch.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Back to you.
Okay.
Josh.
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 Josh. Josh. Josh.
And we'll end it with, that's right, kids, Mike Vallely.
You know, I think I just got a bad rap on that scene. You know, I harbor no hard feelings towards Mike Vallely, you know,
so
in regards to said time.
What happened there?
This is how we're wrapping it up right now?
No, maybe.
All right, fair enough. Second downtown showdown. Another time that I was like, oh, this is the sickest obstacle I ever thought. Like, I've made the thing out of paper when I made it. I was just like, this is going to be sick. Got there. I love Downtown Showdown as much as Omar Almost Died the time before. I was so hyped to see all the guys. We're partying. I mean, not excessively. We're hanging. We're drinking some tecates. We're chilling. It gets to ARP time and the obstacle. And it seemed like kind of a crazy time, actually, at that time, because I remember Heavy Metal Chuck ended up colliding with Alex Olson. Chuck was wearing a ski mask at the time, and they were both launching this pentagram at the same time. And Chuck and Alex Olson kind of exploded each other. It was just so much. It was kind of a tense feeling. You could feel this weird tense feeling. So anyways, I was like, oh, it's our obstacle. I'm going to go bring this box of boards and shirts and stuff over to the crowd, because there's a huge crowd there, you know, and I'm like, I'm just gonna throw this stuff out, like, I'm not gonna go home with it, it's for all these people, there's a huge crowd, I'm gonna throw it out to them. So I drag it over to the gate and I start tossing boards and tossing, people are like going crazy, like, over here, like, it was killer, you know. Yeah, I hear that, and I hear this and I turn around and here's my you know, semi-childhood hero coming at me like I had just, you know, like did something terrible, like shit on his lawn or something, you know, comes straight on in on me, whap, hits me. And I'm like, whoa, like, this is so surreal for me at the time, you know, like, I'm not even entirely sure what's going on. Like, Mike V just hit me in the face. You know, I'm like still standing there. I didn't get like knocked down. So I look at him, I'm like, dude, what's up? And he's like, my wife and daughter out there, man, you throwing shit. You throw something, you hit my family, I'll kill you. And I'm like, dude, I'm not trying to hurt your family. I had no, like, I'm talking him through this. You know, I'm like, what? Boom, hits me again. And I'm like, what are you doing, dude? Like, what are you doing? Like, I'm not even throwing anything anymore. He just hit me again and he left. And I get a few people like come over, like Al comes over and then Navs comes over and Dog Boy's there. And Dog Boy's like, dude, what happened? I just saw that shit. What happened? And I told him what happened. And everybody's like, what? Like, everybody's just like stunned. You know, like, what? Why could, you know, to throw stuff out at a demo or a contest, it's not an unusual thing. I wasn't throwing it in malice towards his family. I was just throwing stuff out to people so it wasn't the people in the front that would get the stuff.
Yeah.
And later on, it was like, Dog Boy's like, let's go find him. And I'm like, but not in that way. He's just like, let's go find him. And I'm like, that was kind of my first real long hangout with Dog Boy. And I'm like, dude, this is the nicest fucking dude. He's scary to me, yeah. But he's also the nicest dude out.
Absolutely.
So we're just, it's me and all of the guys. And we're just walking, we're just cruising around the back lot of Universal where they filmed all these mob movies and funny stuff. And we're looking for Mike V. And I was just like, what is he? Even to this day, to tell the story, it's just like so surreal to me. That like a guy that I grew up watching and
your first board,
my first board, I'm driving to the airport with Jordan Tabayoyo on in the morning and we were talking about first boards and I was like, oh yeah, Mike V. Elephant, of course, first board. And then that happened that night and I was just like, God, it's so weird. But it's followed me, this lore of Mike V.
Right.
You know, which
have you ever seen him or talked to him since then?
No, No.
Crazy.
No. And to be honest, like, I don't even know what I'd say or that he'd remember what I look like or.
Right.
You know, but hey, Mike V, seriously, we're cool. I'm fine. Okay. We're good.
Yeah. If there's another downtown showdown,
I'll probably, I doubt there will be.
Yeah.
But that'd be sick if they would. I don't know why they wouldn't.
Yeah. It was a crazy one. The one I went to was insane.
Rate this episode of your podcast from 1 to 10. 2?
Well,
4.
I would say always 5-star.
Okay.
Because, like, my current life, I'm only 5-star dude.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Have you ever been on a podcast before?
It's my first time on a podcast.
How do you feel about it?
I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah?
I mean, you're a pretty easy person to talk to, I think. Well, I don't, and we, you know.
That's what my lady says.
Yeah, right. No, I mean, you know, it's pretty easy.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that I would, you know, like quit my job to go be on a podcast. I never really thought I had that much exciting like, stuff going on.
What do you do for a living? I'm a podcast guest.
Just go into
that would be hit.
Hey, Bob, tonight, guess what?
And you I could, only do them in my shed.
You could take this job and shove it because I'm a podcast guest now.
Holy
I found my calling.
Lee.
Yeah.
Sharon.
Holy shit. Sharon.
Wow.
Thanks for having me.
Are you in a band?
I was in a band.
You were in a band?
I was in a band for a little while. I never played an instrument ever until I was 40.
What was the name?
Pure Pressure.
Pure Pressure.
Peer Pressure.
Peer.
Yeah.
I like that, actually.
Noah put one of our songs in the tour video, actually.
Really?
I told him not to, but he did anyways, but.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, it was sick. Super fun. I'm always, like, interested in doing things that I don't have any idea what I'm doing. So it was, like, this experiment, and it's cool. Like, five-dude relationship situations. It's just, like, a bunch of yammering. It's fun. It's fine.
Who would you like to hear if you ever listen to our podcast besides the one that you're on?
I was thinking
about
this.
Like to be who would you like to see as a guest?
I was actually thinking about this. I think Royce Nelson would be sick.
Oh, okay.
And this is mainly just because of them as
NorCal Shredders.
NorCal fucking Bay Area power dudes.
Yeah.
Chris Sen would be sick. I mean, there's so many. Who do you want next? Who are you looking at?
Well, again, I'm really trying to get the pie chart to even out with the girls. So I'm looking at people like Elissa Steamer. That's ElissaSteamer.
I heard she's not ready.
She's not ready yet.
Okay,
Vanessa enough. Torres would be rad.
Whoa.
Jessica
Krause?
I think
is that real?
Chloe Savini would be good.
Oh,
she might be good.
A huge fan.
Well, she dated Patrick O'Dell,
yeah.
Who was the epically latered guy.
Yeah.
And then I did a blog called Epically Trife.
I remember.
So there's that weird, like, is it flattering or is it annoying? We don't know.
I think Alyssa should come on.
Alyssa is going to come on, but she has
most
to
gangster.
Wait till she's waiting for Jason, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, so Jason Jesse, one of my best friends,
mm-hmm.
Alyssa Steamer, the other one of my best friends,
mm-hmm.
They're both like, well, you know.
Have you ever menaged? Would you do three?
Their people have been talking to my people,
yeah.
And I think that's what they're working on.
It's a menage.
It's like, we're going to do it together, but we're also going to wait to do it together until the time is right. And
yeah.
After this one, the time has to be right.
Yeah, I don't know. What
you
else,
know what I mean?
What
so next week, I think we're going to have Jason Jesse and Alyssa Steamer.
Heavy show.
And until then, let's end with you taking
right,
us.
God damn it. Thanks, Mitty.
Cheers. Thank you, Lee. When he's pros and ams putting it down on the street, they facing hands, be slamming the concrete, but they rose again to put the trick down sweet in the hall of me. In the hall of me.
A storm beating cowards out and hauling some beat, knocking off a blunt switch just to drop off some teeth. You can speak that expensive, but talking is cheap. Gotta get this meat bleeding, eating all I can eat. You ain't never gonna see a G squall in the feet. When it comes to walking tall, y'all are mobbing the feast. Increase my speed, plotting, you ain't stopping this beast. I'm wired to grind out and get this show on the road, so a rider can find out the bold in his soul. Desires to shine riding, cold as a snow in the firelight, like the cold as a fold. I'm beating the concrete, faster raging in my eyes, and greeting the pavement after blazing that dagger style. And that's the way I'ma ride, flash your light tag, cause it's skate or die. When he's pros and amps putting it down on the street, they facing hands, be slamming the concrete, but they rose again to put the trick down sweet. I'm setting it down on my board. This rocky missions, stomping grounds for my tour. This block I'm kicking's getting pounded for sure. Whatever it is, move, I'm going hard in the paint. Now I ain't gotta be a teller to be carving these banks. I'ma start at the top, and now I'm charging my tank. On the drop, this gnarly, that's the gnarliest day. I'ma make it first take, and you can suck it like a hickey. Skateboarding ain't for push, so tighten up your dickies. I'm treating it like my chick when I'm trying to get a quickie. A rider's gotta ride it, can't be flying with the stiffy. Cruising to get loose, rolling hard on this bomb. I'm bruised and scarred up, call me Omar Hassan. Dag until dawn, that's the way I deploy. Thrashing beyond when I skate and destroy. When he's pros and amps putting it down on the street, they facing hands, be slamming the concrete, but they rose again to put the trick down sweet. And then locking the code out. It's going down, and I ain't talking commode. But once I hit the ground, I'm about to drop off a load. Season the magic havoc as these rogues throw it at us. The fattest dudes on the block, showing now who's the baddest. The type for going at it on sporadic automatic. Annihilating an apparatus, psychopath status. Going hard on my sneakers for these champ skateboarders. Avoiding forearm tweakers and face plant scorpions. I'm skating my ass off, I'm back on the tour again. The ass bumping in maps like accordions. Living and loving this lifestyle I'm living in. Digging the right smiles from tricks that I get for them. Dagging all night, riding all day. Now we're swinging here, crashing our life away, cause this is how we get it when in. When he's pros and amps putting it down on the street, they facing hands, be slamming the concrete, but they rose again to put the trick down sweet.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, please subscribe now on Anchor, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like this show, one of the best ways to show some love is to write up a review. I always appreciate to hear your thoughts, and detailed reviews are the best way for people to discover us. Also, a big shout out to our executive director, Cheryl Camisa.
Shout out.
Love it.